Like I always say, almost Friday. Welcome, everybody, to the Thursday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. It is April 18th, 2024. Thanks for joining us for another edition of the Pin Pod. I'm Max Crawford, along with the Chief, Shel Winkley. It'll be a steamy afternoon and then a watch, wait, and see evening and overnight for the Brazos Valley. And with more on that, here's me. All of our cooler air dreams are off to our north and west, and we'll stay that way through at least this afternoon. That means another very, very warm day. Shell's apparently been using the word sultry around the newsroom the past 24 hours, and people are not happy about it. But here's the thing, he's not really wrong. Wake-up temperatures are in the mid-70s once again, so we're probably talking another record warm low, or at least tying one, and then into the afternoon we go. We've nudged temperatures down ever so slightly from 90 degrees down to 88. Not too shabby. But we know it's going to feel like the 90s for at least a portion of the afternoon. We'll have a southeast breeze at the very least, so this warm air is going to be moving around a little bit. But anyway, by the time we get to about 5 o'clock, showers and thunderstorms are expected to form along a dry line and that cold front up in north central and in central Texas. Said showers and thunderstorms are likely to turn strong pretty quickly, as outlined by the Storm Prediction Center, in that 2 and even 3 out of 5 risk up towards the Midwest. Through the evening, they will continue to move south, and it looks like with the latest model data, maybe a little bit to the west as well. Couple of things that we will be monitoring as we head into the evening, exactly how long these things last, and whether or not they move into the Brazos Valley or just to the west, closer to south central Texas, Austin, San Antonio area, etc. Right now, we do think that those storms will either fall apart or pass us just to the west, but there is a potential that we see some rumbles as we head into the evening. We're talking post-dinner time, probably even post-sunset, even for our northern counties. If we do see that activity, some strong wind in excess of 50 miles per hour and maybe up to quarter-size hail will be a possibility. Now, that risk, again, is higher off to our north, but something that we will be watching as we head into this evening. Friday looks to bring us maybe just a hint of a north breeze that could allow us to dip back into the mid to upper 60s. We know it's still going to be humid, but it doesn't look quite as warm as what we're going to have on hand today or what we saw yesterday.
Okay, so then that takes us into the weekend, where what we're dealing with is just that slow-moving front that initially kicked off the storms in North Texas for us today. We got to watch it. I think for the most part, that really doesn't get in here until Saturday evening, Saturday night. But there is an inkling or two, at least, that tries to bring the front in sooner. So what does that mean for you? If that were to happen, let's just play the what if game, shall we? If that were to happen, then your Saturday would be a little cooler. Then we definitely don't need to worry about severe weather if we do see some thunderstorms on Saturday afternoon or early evening, because it would wipe out the instability. It would take all that unstable air and push it down to the south as it does so Saturday morning. What that could also do is create some drizzly and kind of drippy conditions on Saturday, and then allow for the rain chance to overspread it as we head into Saturday evening and Saturday night. Okay, now let's go with the more popular decision by forecast data that we've seen, which is not to bring the front in until we get into Saturday evening. So then what does that mean for you? Well, the potential for a few isolated, stronger, severe storms either in or near the Brazos Valley as we go through Saturday afternoon and evening, and then the widespread rain potential as we head into Saturday night, with then the cooler air to wake you up on Sunday morning. So lots of data to dive into. It's been a little muddled. This is a very unorganized event. So let's dive into the very latest that our Thursday data has told us.
Consistently inconsistent. Now, right now, it does look like at least the first half of the day on Saturday is going to be relatively dry. This pinpoint forecast data has some showers and storms closer to the coast, where that front very well could be, and some showers and storms kicked up by that upper level disturbance throughout the day. That is the activity that I think we will be watching as we head into the evening hours and Saturday night. So right now, it still looks like the best overall chance for rain for us, aside from some scattered showers and an isolated storm throughout the day, is in fact the evening and potentially the overnight Saturday. Now, like Shell mentioned, we should be able to keep the severe weather threat pretty well at bay. This is more of a potential for some heavy rain, and we're still looking for widespread amounts of about an inch or so. And right now, with that evening and overnight round of showers and thunderstorms, we look to remain pretty worry-free as far as severe weather is concerned. We'll keep you updated if that does change, but for right now, I'm hoping for a good little drink of rain that could spill over a little bit into our early Sunday plans before we say hello to some cooler weather.
All right, so then we get into next week, and you know what? Things are kind of hunky-dory for a bit. Sunday's going to be on the cooler side with some lingering morning rain possible, but temperatures are only in the 60s. How about that? Pull out those little light long sleeves that you tucked back into the dresser a couple weeks ago. Might be the last time you get a chance to wear them. So Monday's going to be pretty good too. Morning temperatures in the 50s, highs in the mid 70s. Very comfortable day. Probably get some sunshine out of the deal. And then as we head into next week, we get a couple more coolish mornings with daytime highs trending back to the 80s. And by midweek, humidity racing back in. You know what we always say, don't squander it. Alrighty, friends, that'll do it here on this Thursday edition of your Pinpoint Podcast. As Max was telling you a little bit earlier, we've got to keep an eye on those thunderstorms that happen break free north of us. Latest details, if there is a drastic shift or we see some trends that need to be monitored for, we'll keep you updated in your KPTX Pinpoint weather app through the day. Otherwise, get out there and make it a great Thursday. Wear some extra deodorant. It's going to be pretty sticky with all that humidity. And we'll see you back here for your Friday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. For Max Crawford, I'm Shel Winkley. We'll see you on the next one.